Oh, why not? She said. The theme can be the dance in the stream. If you've ever visited a hot springs resort or some such place and been entertained by women masquerading as geisha, who are really prostitutes, you'll understand Mameha's little joke. A woman who performs the dance in the stream is really doing a kind of striptease. She pretends to wade into deeper and deeper water, all the while raising her kimono to keep the hem dry, until the men finally see what they've been waiting for and begin to cheer and toast one another with sake. With all the American soldiers in Guillaume these days, she went on, English will get you further than dance. Anyway, the Cabarenjo Theater has been turned into a cabaret. I'd never heard this word before, which came from the English cabaret, but I learned soon enough what it meant. Even while living with the Arashino family, I'd heard stories about American soldiers and their noisy parties. Still, I was shocked when I stepped into the entryway of a tea house later that afternoon and found, instead of the usual row of men's shoes at the base of the step, a confusion of army boots, each of which looked as big to me as Mother's little dog Taku had been. Inside the front entrance hall, the first thing I saw was an American man in his underwear squeezing himself beneath the shelf of an alcove while two geisha, both laughing, tried to pull him out. When I looked at the dark hair on his arms and chest, and even on his back, I had the feeling I'd never seen anything quite so beastly. He'd apparently lost his clothing in a drinking game and was trying to hide, but soon he let the women draw him out by the arms and lead him back down the hall and through a door. I heard whistling and cheering when he entered. About a week after my return, I was finally ready to make my first appearance as a geisha again. I spent a day rushing from the hairdressers to the fortune tellers, soaking my hands to remove the last of the stains, and searching all over Guillaume to find the makeup I needed. Now that I was nearing 30, I would no longer be expected to wear white makeup, except on special occasions. But I did spend a half hour at my makeup stand that day, trying to use different shades of Western-style face powder to hide how thin I'd grown. When Mr. Baku came to dress me, young Etsuko stood and watched just as I had once watched Hatsumomo, and it was the astonishment in her eyes more than anything I saw while looking in the mirror that convinced me I truly looked like a geisha once again. When at last I set out that evening, all of Gion was blanketed in a beautiful snow, so powdery the slightest wind blew the roofs clean. I wore a kimono shawl and carried a lacquered umbrella, so I'm sure I was as unrecognizable as the day I'd visited Guillaume looking like a peasant. I recognized only about half the geisha I passed. It was easy to tell those who'd lived in Guillaume before the war, because they gave a little bow of courtesy as they passed, even when they didn't seem to recognize me. The others didn't bother with more than a nod.